Coming up on today's show, we're going to discuss our immediate thoughts after watching the D23 Parks panel. That is coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 462 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I am hosting this week, and I am joined by John.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Shall I go on?
No. I was going to say there's a great, big, beautiful 2026 and beyond, maybe, of what was announced.
Well, that's tomorrow. It's in the future.
Yeah, several tomorrows from now, but...
Everything happens in 2027, or 6, yeah. Which one?
Right. We watched the Parks panel. It was still being streamed illegally, I guess. Some people were still streaming it. So we did watch it.
I mean, nobody gets caught for anything anymore. I'm beginning to wonder if it's even really a thing.
Well, people weren't supposed to be, but I guess a few did anyway, and... If they were in the nosebleeds, I guess they didn't have enough people checking. I don't know. People recorded clips. I don't know. Whatever. They were able to record it.
Maybe they were hiding it somehow.
Maybe.
So, like, they're allowed to bring their phone in. So maybe they had, like, a chest mount, and then they had a jacket on or something, and they exposed was the lens or something like that.
Who knows? I don't know. The stream we saw was pretty good. It broke up a few times. So it was a few parts where we didn't see everything, but... Overall thoughts of the panel, though, in general, it was a lot of performance, and it took forever to get any announcements in the beginning. It was at least a half hour before they even announced anything. So,
and a lot of performance by, like, old talent.
Right. Yeah, people who, like, plain white tees and...
People who haven't been relevant in a little while.
a lot of people who haven't been around. Since the early 2000s.
I don't know if I should say relevant. A lot of people haven't had anything new in a minute.
Any hits lately.
No hits lately. Megan Trainor.
Yeah, I was going to say Megan Trainor.
Well, Pentatonix did the acapella, whatever. Which, I forgot what they did. They sung a lot of stuff.
They've already run out of Christmas songs, but I'm sure that their next Christmas album is coming out in a couple months. Whatever.
Is that why they showed up?
Now that's what I call Christmas 29 from Pentatonix.
Anyway. That's not the only thing they can do.
That's what they're known for. And John Stamos sang. Did you see that one? That was before.
No, I must have missed John Stamos.
Early on. Yeah, he was in his Uncle Jesse leather jacket.
He wasn't performing with, like, the Beach Boys or anything?
No, unfortunately. Oh, okay. That would have been funny. But
I mean, that's what I always think of when I think of him performing, because that's what he did on Blouse.
Right. But no, he talked about how big of a Disney nerd he was, anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, he's done several Disney things, right? He was in the Muppet Haunted Mansion.
Well,
he had a cameo in that. You didn't know that?
No, I actually still haven't watched that, believe it or not.
It's like 3 years later. You haven't watched that yet?
My kids have watched it. I still haven't watched it yet. I need to watch that one.
You're not a true
Speaking
Muppet
of Muppets,
kid.
They might be in danger, but we'll get to that later. What was your overall thought of the whole thing, though? It was like 3 hours long, right? A lot of it.
With a couple of exceptions, there was not really a whole lot of... it was more giving you more things on stuff they had already talked about, I guess. A couple of things that they were giving you more solid depictions of what was previously Blue Sky, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the Beyond Big Thunder, they didn't use that terminology, but basically that's what the Cars thing is and Villain's Land and all that.
Yeah, so... The Beyond Big Thunder apparently has already shifted a little bit from what we originally thought it was going to be, because all we're going to get is Cars Land, and then Villains is going to take up, like, the next half. It's like behind Haunted Mansion, seemingly, the way it looked.
Yeah, we'll kind of summarize, but overall, a lot of surprises. Well, several surprises, I should say. A few things that were glossed over still that they didn't mention at all or didn't give much detail on. Actually, they didn't really give much detail on anything.
Yeah. And then, so DeMauro comes out and he calls this, how did he word it? He said, this is not
blue sky.
This is like, he's like, we're moving. There has already been Earth moved or something like that.
Well, yeah, he said, everything that I'm going to talk about tonight is in active development.
Yeah, but he also says something about moving Earth.
He said in like, most cases.
Whether they're like surveyed the land and they like kicked it or something, like kicked some dirt over.
They put a shovel, move some dirt just so he wasn't lying about it.
I was like, hey, I moved the Earth. All right, guys.
Basically, he said everything is in active development, meaning there's sketches, drawings, there's, you know, it's greenlit, it's happening. And in some cases, the ground's already moved, you know, which the interesting thing was he said Villain's Land, saying it's already started.
What does he mean, though, in some cases the Earth has already been moved? Because there is literally no Earth moving that we can see.
Yeah.
Unless he's talking about over there, like the little that little bit that's being done to clear off the behind Big Thunder for the...
Right.
Something's happened there, right?
Yeah. Or maybe he's talking in globally, like Paris already, they've already started on their like frozen land and everything at the, so they're in construction there.
Yeah, but didn't they announce that like 6 years ago or something? I mean,
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there's a cool ride that Paris is getting that I'm envious of, but.
Which one was that?
The Lion King one.
Oh, that one.
Which is basically Lion King Splash Mountain. It's interesting because they don't have a Splash Mountain at Paris, so I guess this is their version.
And they still won't.
Yeah, they won't. They never got a Splash Mountain.
Never will.
I should say. But this looks... Did you see the model today of that? I don't know why I'm starting with this one, but the Lion King Pride Lands model, it looks just like Splash Mountain.
They seem to indicate that it was based on the cartoon, like the cartoon adaptation. But
it looks like the live action.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't.
The concept art looked very much like the live action. Yeah.
I mean, it does right there. If it's based on the original film, then they're gonna have to make a few changes. But we'll see.
Man, wouldn't it be cool though if? So in the concept art and the model, it's not like this. But if it is like a big drop, it would be like going down into the elephant graveyard.
That perhaps.
Would be cool. So the
that would be interesting. Yeah.
But that's not what's in the concept art or the model.
No, looks like they may have missed the boat on that one, but.
Literally.
It's probably, you know, they're probably going to use some concepts that they already know and have in place. It makes it a little easier probably, right? Because they already have all the blueprints. So they may, but you know, you're just essentially changing the scenery, just like when they redid Tiana's. Even though this one doesn't exist, they still have a blueprint, right?
Right.
So and they can make adjustments. Like if you have a place to start, it doesn't take as long, right? In theory. Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like, because Pride Rock is above the drop, which looks a lot like the tree on Chickpin Hill there. I wish we had gotten a Lion King ride. We were talking about that last week.
Was it just Lion last week? King. I knew it was recently.
I think it was.
We talked about that.
Yeah. May have been 2 weeks
ago.
How
they missed the boat with that, and all we got was like Legend of the Lion King at the time. And then,
which was that show that was where PhilharMagic is, right? The theater.
Yes, that's where PhilharMagic is. Yeah. PhilharMagic currently is, yes.
Right. Because it was 97 when that debuted, or 96, 97, somewhere in there. It ran for a few years.
You're talking about The Legend of the Lion King? I think it was 96. Might have been 95, actually.
Really? Back fast?
Yeah.
I remember watching it.
It was a stage show with puppets, and it utilizes the actual film, so it's not like it's a lot of...
Well, it's not hard to throw
things
together.
Things to change. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is like, they're almost like they listen to our podcast or like have some sort of a chip on us from the time, some of the times we've actually been, right? So
maybe. Yeah, there were a few things for sure. But then there was some things that came out of left field.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the announcements. I'll start with the first big one was we already knew Avatar was coming to DCA. That's what they had talked about. Gosh, long time ago. That was last year, Destination D23, wasn't it?
Maybe? Probably.
When it was first announced? I don't remember.
There was that place, I forgot where it was, that I showed a video. I kind of like posted a video that was, it's somewhere else in the world that was Avatar themed. They talked about how they might do something similar to that. They may take some of those aspects actually with this, even though.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept art does look like, exactly like Way of the Way of Water, which I've watched. I actually thought that was, for me, it was actually better than the original. That's just me, but
right. And then the new film Fire and Ash that they said also would be incorporated into this land, which, you know, they also mentioned the one in Animal Kingdom is based on the original film and the Valley of Moara and all that, the floating mountains. This is less of that and more of the new two films.
The Way of Water, and then they have another one, and then she talked about how they're going to, like, have many more, and they're like,
blah, blah.
So you're going to kill this franchise, too, I see.
Yes, run into the ground, straight to the ground.
They're like, James Cameron's going to be dead by then.
For real? I'm not. I mean, this is his life's work now, his Avatar.
It seems to be.
Yeah. So the land looks cool-ish. The ride that they talked about is basically a combination of Navi River Journey and Flight of Passage in a way.
Yeah, it was like if you took Flight of Passage and put it in Navi River Journey, I guess, right? Is that sort of what it was?
Kind of, yeah. Bigger boats, which I guess is needed.
Guess it's like we're gonna the need Pirates of the Caribbean. Need a bigger boat.
Yeah. They don't show a drop, but I'm like, surely there's going to be some kind of thrill element to it.
All I know is it's not going to look like this.
Yeah. I think that was, so this was of the new lands that they've announced, like.
Yeah, like when they were talking about adding on to DCA, wasn't it? Like using.
Yeah. Where is this going to go? Is this going to be part of Disneyland Forward where they're going to put in the parking lot of the Disneyland Hotel area? That empty.
Weren't they basically going to do away with Downtown Disney as part of this?
I mean, project. Originally they were going to shrink Downtown Disney, and then they reopened all those stores that they closed because it didn't go through. And now that they've got that through, it looked like it was the parking lots next to where the Pixar one and the Mickey and Friends, like they built those two big ones in between that and Disneyland Hotel. That empty space is where a lot of this was going to go. But that's more Disneyland. They specifically say California Adventure. So I'm like, where is this going? I'm not exactly sure.
Maybe they're going to retheme an area.
Are they going to get rid of like Grizzly River Run and stuff and put it there? Because they already have the water ride system in place.
I don't know. Never know. They didn't say that, but.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's really specifically said that I've seen where they think it'll go. There's a lot of speculation on the other land that we'll talk about in Florida, but
yeah, I know they said no blue sky, but this is almost like, well, it's still in the sky,
yeah,
but it's got the landing gear out, and that's about it. Like that,
right? There's still not a whole lot of detail.
Yeah, with some of these things,
I don't know where this Avatar land is going to go. There's like behind Cars Land, there's like a Cast parking lot, but that's kind of where Avengers Campus is, which they're also expanding. So I'm like, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
Grizzly River Run area is the only thing I could think of is where that would be my guess.
Maybe they're going to do away with that whole area where like Monsters, Inc. and everything is.
That old, like basically the Hollywood Studios area of it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing away with.
Possibly. We'll find out more on that, but that's coming, which we knew it was coming. Again, it's a lot of stuff we've heard about already, but this is just confirmation that it's actually happening.
Right.
So there's that. The other thing was Coco Boat Ride is coming to DCA. And when they first showed the concept art, I was like, man, this kind of looks like Grand Fiesta Tour, I thought for a minute.
Yeah, it crossed my mind that they were going to actually bring it to Grand Fiesta Tour.
Yeah, because it had that look to it. It looks like a very gentle boat ride. And I'm like, huh. But it's...
You were thinking, no.
Well, I was thinking...
That's not true.
Actually, I wouldn't mind, honestly. But I do love Grand Fiesta Tour, but it's not like I have to keep it forever like that. So...
That's impossible.
So those were the two big ones for California Adventure. The first big one for Disney World was the new nighttime parade announced. Disney Starlight is the name. Again, not a ton of detail other than that it's going to include like Peter Pan, Coco.
Encanto.
No, Encanto. Yeah. Encanto, not Coco. And was it Cinderella? What was the other one? Frozen. Frozen, I think they mentioned.
Of course, Frozen.
Yeah. I was hoping for like Spectrum Magic 2, but.
Looks like it has the blue fairy, so I guess would that consider be that part be Pinocchio or just her?
Possibly. Yeah. Which I'm sure we'll hear more about this when it debuts, but they're talking, what, next summer, I think it said? Didn't it say summer? Yeah, summer 2025. So I'm excited for that because, was it 2010 was the last nighttime parade when
was that Spectrum
Magic? Or was it Spectrum Magic or... Did we have a Main Street Electrical Parade briefly after that?
There was probably a time period where it had...
We did.
Both of them close together. Trying to think.
It was probably like 2015.
Yeah, because I remember the last time Main Street Electrical Parade was in Walt Disney World, it actually moved back to Disneyland right after. And then yeah. I don't remember what time of... What year was it they ended up doing Paint the Night instead?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the mid-teens, 20-teens.
Right. Let me double-check the dates here. It was at Magic Kingdom. 2016 was the last time we had a nighttime parade. It was Main Street Electrical Parade, October 9th, 2016.
Okay. So was it Main Street Electrical Parade went back to Disneyland after Paint the Night for a short time?
I don't know. I think it ended up...
Paint the Night had to have been there earlier than that, right? I mean, because it involved... The main theme was from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And that was 2013, wasn't it? Or 12?
Somewhere in there. Looks like Paint the Night started in Hong Kong.
Huh.
In 2014.
Okay.
It's interesting. But Disneyland, it says 2015.
Okay.
And ended in 2017, and then it moved to DCA for a year. So it hasn't been around since 2018 either.
And then when will we see you again?
Who knows? But anyway, I'm excited about a nighttime parade. What do you think, having that again?
Yeah, it should be interesting to see one that's got a new look, I guess, or a new, you know, updated. I'm sure it'll be more updated technology, I should say.
Right.
It'll be interesting. Interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. I was trying to recall Main Street Electro Parade. Did they do it before or after the fireworks? I guess it depended on the season, maybe. But I don't know. It was fun to watch the nighttime parade. So I prefer those to the daytime just because it's not as hot in the evenings. So the nighttime parades, to me, I always like better.
I always have to. I've never been a big fan of the daytime parades, personally.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I didn't watch the daytime parades.
Yeah. And we grew up on Main Street Electrical Parade, and then Spectrum Magic, of course, was like, we loved Spectrum Magic, so.
I think the last time I saw a daytime parade in its full, like, in its entirety, was probably the 20th anniversary parade. I ever watched the 25th one in its entirety.
You've not watched all of Festival of Fantasy? I've seen that so many times.
After I became an adult, essentially, I could have cared less.
Well, when you have kids, it's like, I mean, even they're kind of over the Festival of Fantasy parade, though.
That's because they don't want to spend time watching a parade go by with a bunch of people crowding around them when they could be on a ride.
Or, yeah, that's true. They mostly just want to do rides.
I mean, I don't know. I think maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, it's a possibility that the whole parade concept in the daytime parade anyway could be not as popular. But I mean, I don't know. They still get people to line up, I guess.
Yeah. So bouncing back to Disneyland, the next thing that they talked about, and I think the stream kind of skipped up around this part, but they were talking about adding the Walt Disney animatronic for a special show that will be at the Main Street Opera House at Disneyland. So it says Walt Disney, A Magical Life will debut. And after the initial run, it'll play in rotation with great moments with Mr. Lincoln. So It'll probably just be that for maybe the 70th anniversary, I'm thinking, for a while. And then maybe after that, it'll go back to rotation with Lincoln. So that'll be cool.
Kind of makes you wonder if they didn't have something like this planned for that theater on Main Street in Walt Disney World before they scrapped it. Before, you know, they were planning on that prior to COVID, I think.
Right, that was 2018 maybe when that was announced. Yeah,
maybe.
So well, yeah.
But then it was scrapped.
Yeah,
much like Spaceship Earth's redo, which apparently is, they're just like, let's hope no one ever remembers that we said that.
Right. There was some Spaceship Earth news though.
Yes.
But we'll get to that too in a minute. This is obviously for the 70th anniversary of Disneyland next year, for the most part, but I would love to go see this. So I think next year need to get out there to Disneyland.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
I think it was Parkeology that made some kind of a joke post that's talking about how the Walt statue that's sitting in Epcot and then like he is evolving to like leaning right here. One day he'll be fully erect. So
maybe this Walt will stand up like
the evolution of Walt.
Maybe he'll stand up.
Yeah.
From a sitting position.
Yeah. See, because in this one, it looks like he's kind of like the, well, you know, like half sitting, I guess, is what you would
like
call
the
that.
Epcot
call
film. That. There's the Epcot film where he's kind of sitting on the table, like kind of sitting, half sitting.
Yeah. However, the map on the back looks like Disneyland, right? So.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting what the show's going to be. I'm curious more about that. Is it going to be like kind of him telling his life story, or is it going to be like the greatest hits of like Walt talking about Disneyland, talking about Disney World, talking about, you know, some of the movies or things, some of the many things that he did on World of Color or something, you know?
I don't know, but this is a good example of what they do with concept art, because this art looks like way better than that theater does in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
So,
of course. Yeah. Right.
But anyway.
Speaking of that, though, Tropical Americas, that was probably the most detailed announcement, which we already knew this was coming from like 2 years ago.
Right. And we thought this was a working title, but apparently they're going with it from the looks of it.
And yeah, so it looks like that is there. Yeah, the name. We had talked about this a couple weeks ago of the indie ride not being a clone of Forbidden Eye and in Disneyland, and
all
it is going to be completely original. But they did go into the story of a Mayan temple and Indy discovered, like, what was it? It was some kind of mystic power thing, and he wanted to check it out, something like that.
Yeah.
So, but of course, it is still the same ride vehicle as Dinosaur and the Indy ride in California. So it's going to be the same track, I'm sure, just rethemed to a different story.
Right.
So, cool.
This is still essentially a retheme.
Yeah.
It's just not an exact clone.
Which surprised me in the sense of, you know, them talking about this land won't be ready until 2027, which makes sense for the Coco part and the other side, but this could be turned around in a year. But it sounds like they're going to leave Dinosaur open a lot longer than the Triceratops spin area.
But they kind of said that it was going to be open in phases, though, right? So,
right.
I feel like that 2027 is going to be when it's complete.
Probably.
But I could be wrong.
But he also said that they would give you time to say goodbye to Dinosaur. So, sounds like Triceratops spin is going to close first, and that whole area is probably going to close off.
Giving you time to say goodbye to Dinosaur. Is Dinosaur going to last that long at this rate?
I mean, good point. Technically, is it going to hold up?
It's going to fall apart at some point.
Yeah. It's probably going to be fairly operational by the time it's done. But
I mean, there's already been a couple of times when you get right there to the end of the Carnosaurus is frozen right there and you just hear him roar.
Right.
Or they roar.
There's a strobe light on it like the Yeti.
Yeah, I think he does have that. His is B mode.
Just to make it look more intimidating.
Like his B mode is that he's in a lightning storm.
Yeah. I'm just hoping for a nice indie gift shop or something at the end so that...
What have you not bought that's...
The Crystal Skull is the only thing I haven't bought from the line of merch that I... The newer line that they...
The only artifact you haven't bought?
Well, that and the voodoo doll. I don't have the voodoo doll, but... But anyway, yeah.
I think they have a couple of voodoo dolls hanging up in the... What is it? The hangar bar.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm not suggesting you go swipe one of those, but I'm just saying it's there.
Yeah. I could get one if I needed one, but I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll feel like...
That's a little scary the way you said that. I can get a voodoo doll if I need one.
I know where to get one.
Like, you don't have one of me, do you?
I'll let you know.
Die.
Yeah. If she started doing that. Yeah. If your back hurts really bad in the morning.
I'll know it's you.
Yeah. All right. Tropical Americas, though, Encanto. We got, it looks like a ride. We got the concept art with people sitting in something pointing at the family.
Yes. That looks to be more of a finale scene, if I had to guess.
Looks like a projection, too, because they're not going to have the animatronics of all those characters.
Are you sure?
Well, that'd be my guess. But it did say the house would be interactive, so it's like, is that part of the queue? That'd be interesting if they made, or is it part walkthrough, part ride, like Rise of the Resistance or something? That'd be interesting too.
I don't think it's going to be they sounded like the ride vehicles was going to be like different like pieces of furniture or something like that from the house. That's what they made it sound like, but
it may be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and the carousel, that's what I was going to say. They're basically just taking Triceratops Spin and putting a carousel instead.
Yeah, what was the carousel theme to?
It was themed to their favorite animals. Wait, someone's favorite animals? Forgot who it was.
Well, there's also, in this area, a restaurant-related theme to Encanto, too, but it looks like it was going to be taken over at Restaurantosaurus, of course.
Right.
So
it's basically an Encanto land with Indiana Jones added at the other end of it, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty Encanto heavy.
Yeah. Which is fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Also looking forward to Indy, even though when he made that announcement, it was kind of like Indiana Jones coming to Animal Kingdom. It just sounds weird to say that, right? Like, why? It doesn't really sound like... Where's the animal connection here?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the part that was a little bit strange was that if you're doing all this remake, why bother even going with Indy as your... I mean, you're not bringing the ride from California here.
Yeah.
Just because... And the only reason why you associated at all with that is the ride vehicle, which is the same. I mean... If you were going to totally do a different theme, why even bother with Indy? I'm just saying.
Well, anyway. It's the IP that they have that, you know, is popular, I guess, still. Yeah. I suppose.
I was going to say, you can make an Indiana Jones show up in Encanto.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
But where's the animals? Like, I don't know. There's some animals, I guess, in Encanto, but...
Well, I mean, there would be with, what's his name, Antonio. That was his... part of his gift, right?
Mm-hmm. Are they going to have rats as well? Like a rat pavilion for...
Are they going to be along his back? Are they going to be along Bruno's back? That's an animal.
Maybe. Anyway.
Perhaps.
It doesn't seem to fit in Animal Kingdom, but nothing seems to fit anywhere anymore, so they just put stuff places.
I think that fits better, a little bit better than Indy, maybe, unless they had somehow incorporated animals into his
ride. It definitely fits better than Indy, because Indy never really had a pet, did he? But he hated snakes. That's the only thing we knew about him.
He did have some animals in Temple of Doom, like they rode an elephant, they had bats.
There was a monkey, though, in Raiders, so...
They had monkey brains.
Yeah, the monkey. Oh, right, that's true. If they have an indie restaurant, can you have chilled monkey brains as a dessert?
That would be like interesting if they ever had that.
I feel like they'd steer clear of that. But.
Snake surprise?
Yeah, right. What's the surprise?
Eyeball soup?
Right. There was a few things that they very quickly announced, which, again, this one was already talked about, but they just very quickly talked about it in the presentation, is the Zootopia show is going to debut next year. It says winter 2025, so I don't know if that's like early 2025 or very late 2025. They always do that.
This,
where you...
Well, let's see. The technical first day of winter is what? December the 21st?
Right.
Right? So...
So it could be...
End of the
really
year.
Late. Or it could be like February 2025.
Yeah, but, no, it's not going to be February. That's very, I find that hard to believe.
But Bug's Life, I guess, is going away very soon, or maybe another year from now. So it depends.
Yes.
Which makes sense. Although that may, to me, that says winter 2025 means late, because they would have to do some work on that theater to change it to, maybe not, though. I don't know.
You know, when I was watching this, and the, especially the banner that they showed, almost made me think, like, they're putting them on the, you know, like...
Oh, like, the, it's going to be a projection show instead.
Yeah, like, it was just a projection show on the trail. But apparently maybe, they're suggesting...
You know, who knows?
Apparently they're suggesting that it's going to replace... It's tough to be
yeah,
a bug.
Yeah, they kept that open-ended, didn't they? That was the long-standing rumor, and I thought they said that 2 years ago, that it would
maybe
replace Bug's Life, so...
Maybe, but I don't recall anything solid there, though, saying that.
Yeah, that's like true. The... Maybe it is just a projection show. Hmm.
Then again, it might have been the part where I was asleep as well, so I can't fall asleep.
They never specifically said it was replacing Bug's Life, which there's a lot of things they didn't say. They just were like, hey, here's something, but they didn't specifically say where it's going to go, you know. Anyway. Another one they kind of quickly mentioned was the Spaceship Earth Lounge, which is one of the only things they talked about Epcot at all, was this old lounge that was a corporate lounge is now going to be a
DVC lounge.
Well, no, it's supposed to be a lounge, isn't it? Like a...
a regular lounge.
Like a
DVC
lounge where you can get drinks and stuff.
And watch...
Watch the fireworks, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch the... show,
which is a show. Very sad reminder of the pavilion they were going to build, where it was going to be like several stories high and you could look out over the fireworks. So this is like a much smaller, tinier lounge that is not going to be as
just when you think Epcot was finished, folks.
Yeah.
Maybe they did it this way because this they can actually recreate and reimagine without it looking like the whole place is under construction. So
yeah,
maybe that was an afterthought.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to this lounge. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but at the same time, it was a corporate lounge from Siemens, right? When they were sponsoring Spaceship Earth,
I think so.
I mean, that's probably the most recent one, but that lounge has been there forever. It's just not
it
been
It may have been originally AT&T, right? I mean,
yeah, it may have been. But now it's going to be open to the public, which, do we really need another lounge at Epcot? I mean...
Well, at least this one's not exclusive, so...
Right. Which, you know, to watch the fireworks would be cool, but again, it's going to be very hard to get in there for fireworks time, I'm sure. But
yeah.
Anyway. That was another quick announcement they made. And they did talk about Test Track opening next summer, but that's basically the only thing coming next year that's an attraction.
But they didn't give us very much about what there was going to be there.
Yeah, they didn't give any more details. I didn't really see any new concept art either, unless I missed it.
Yeah.
So that was a little disappointing. I was hoping there was one part in the presentation, or whatever you want to call it, that I was thinking, oh, maybe they're talking about Play Pavilion. I think it was when they were doing the whole Epic Games thing. I was like, maybe they're going to revive the whole Play Pavilion thing now that they're doing this whole thing with Epic Games and everything, but that never happened. So it's just sitting dormant.
You would think they would talk about, you know, capitalizing on Inside Out and its popularity, but
we had talked about that last couple of weeks too, and it's as big as that is, it's shocking that they didn't try to at least tease something coming.
Right, have a blue sky plan at least in place. Right.
I guess they didn't want to do blue skies, which is understandable because clearly they got the feedback. Don't talk about stuff that isn't even close to being happening. But
well, I mean, when you're trying to come up with something every year instead of every 2 years, which is what they should go back to and only. But, you know, yeah. What am I? Who am I?
Right. All right, so Hollywood Studios, I wanted to mention the quick one. When Dave Filoni came out there and talked, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is going to get a Mandalorian overhaul, or like yes. A redo of the, which I'm happy
specifically
with.
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Right. Yes. And the concept art shows him in a jetpack with holding Grogu flying through the air with TIE fighters. How long is it going to be that people try to like bump into him, because you can free fly the ship, right?
I guess.
Could you shoot Mando technically? It'd be weird.
Oh,
if you're a gunner, that'd be weird.
I don't know how they're going to do this. I mean, it sounds to me like they're going to start actually doing, you know, multiple scenes in Smuggler's Run like they did with Star Tours.
So. Yeah, I thought that they had said that initially that they were going to do multiple missions, but.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my preference, is kind of like Star Tours. They would have different missions, and you'd never really know which one you're getting until you get in there. And, you know, but I'm sure everyone's tired of getting coaxium. So, yeah, that was another quick one they threw at us. And the big one for Hollywood Studios that nobody saw coming was the Monsters, Inc. Land. More specifically, it's going to feature the Door roller coaster,
yep.
Which is a suspended coaster, Disney's first suspended coaster.
Yep.
Which this is definitely like fan service, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like this is something people have probably talked about for years. I know I have.
Right.
I've always, like, you know, I said that.
Yeah,
like,
when the movie
missed a good opportunity. When the movie, right. I was like, they missed a good opportunity to make a coaster out of the Doors.
Right, wasn't that 2003 when the movie came out?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, we talked about it back then. It's like, dang, that would be a cool ride, because that scene in the movie is actually quite fun.
Yes.
So.
And now it looks like they're going to do something similar to it, although this looks like it's going to be a thrill coaster.
Yeah.
But based on the concept art they showed later on, it doesn't look like it has very much change in elevation, so I don't know what. This looks like this is going to be a somewhat unique ride system.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to go like it doesn't appear as though it's going to operate like a regular coaster and use momentum for the, like, natural momentum for the majority of the ride. It's going to be powered by something, it looks like.
Yeah.
All the way through. Almost like an Omnimover would, but faster.
I'm hoping for a similar, like, Guardians of the Galaxy type coaster, but obviously suspended with launches and twists and turns, that kind of thing. But
if it's all based on this one scene, it's going to be short.
Right.
Well,
that's what I'm wondering, is like, is it going to be part dark ride, part coaster, where kind of like Guardians is, where it's, there's more to it than just, you know, like, instead of like Slinky Dog, where it's a couple of sections and then maybe you have a dark ride element in the middle. I'm hoping it's going to be a little longer than those. But,
you know, the one thing that was a bit confusing about this is, how long has it been since they've even made a Monsters, Inc. movie at this point? I mean, it's not a fresh franchise. They decide to devote an entire land.
Yeah, that's what confuses me.
It was just a little bit bizarre.
Right. Yeah,
it's almost like they're backtracking with this, and almost like they did when they made the Dark Ride for Mermaid. Right. It's like we was backtracking,
right.
Like saying this should have been done a long time ago, so we're doing it now.
Monsters University was 11 years ago. So
is that the last one?
Yeah, that was this. There's only two, right? Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University, and that was,
I guess so.
And again, this franchise isn't exactly the, I don't know, no one's really talked about this, so it's like, why now? So I really
get
the coaster. right?
Yeah, it was a good film, but I mean, it hasn't even, like, it's not like it's spun off a series of movies like Toy Story did, right? Toy Story's like 4.
Right. And
Cars has had multiple movies.
I don't think they were humongous hits. They were popular, but anyway, yeah. I think really...
Well, I like them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad. I think really is the idea of the coaster made them say, well, okay, let's build a mini land around this.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to where it's going to go. And I think Braden from Mickey Views, credit to him on that, was he mentioned this months ago that it would be taking over Muppet's Courtyard area, possibly removing Star Tours as well, that whole area of the park. Or, you know, to me, this also looks kind of like it could be the you know, launch bay area. What do you think? Where, well, I mean,
that area definitely needs something, but
right.
Here's the part that doesn't make sense about that area. They're doing an all new mermaid show, and then we kind of have to take over that section too.
Yeah. Although I think the mermaid area is far enough away to where you could kind of...
It's not a very big area.
I mean, it's not like it's front and center in the animation courtyard. It's kind of off to the side a little.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think the area he's talking about actually does make more sense. And if that's the case, it's probably going to be RIP Star Tours and RIP
Amy
Muppets.
Yeah,
Muppets kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, though. Except for they did add Pizza Rizzo, which, how long has Pizza Rizzo been there? I mean, it's...
I don't know. Yeah. But you do have where Launch Bay is now. All that unused space where the backlot tour was behind all that. And the Disney Junior Dance Play building is a fairly large building.
And it's probably on its last legs.
Right. So, again, that kind of makes sense as to, like, shouldn't that be an area to be redone? I don't know.
Because as far as I can see, it looks like Disney Junior's dead.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything much about it. Maybe it's because of my kids' ages, but...
Right. But then on the other hand, you have Muppet's Courtyard and Pizza Rizzo, Mama Melrose's, and then there's a couple of big buildings there that could be utilized for something. And then behind it is a parking lot, I think a cast member parking lot. And basically where the Star Cruiser was and all that. But you could build a show building for that giant coaster back there, assuming it's going to be big enough. But I don't know. I mean, it could definitely be Bye Bye Muppets Courtyard. I don't know. Maybe not Star Tours, though, because it looks like Star Tours is too far away.
But why? Why would you leave Star Tours?
Because you don't have to get rid of it for this land. I mean, I don't know. It's possible. So, but it'd be kind of sad to see Muppet 3D go away. But again, it's not like it's...
Well, here's another thing. How do you transition from Monstropolis to Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, it's a good question. And with that giant show building where, you know, the big monsters... Well, what's it called? What's the building called? Anyway, I can't remember. Isn't that going to be seen from Galaxy's Edge potentially? I don't know. Maybe the berm is high enough that they...
I think the concept art is a little bit of an exaggeration. I don't think it's going to be quite that big.
Yeah. Maybe you can't see it from inside Galaxy's Edge. But
I mean,
I could
be wrong. I don't think it's going to be quite that
big. Yeah. They do a good job of hiding. You can't see the Muppets, obviously, from there. But they did get rid of the balloon from the Muppets, you know, because of
yes.
that. It could have been seen, so.
Right.
But anyway. So, maybe it'll go there, maybe not. But moving on to the next thing, which is the Mars area is going to be coming to a area in Frontierland. Now, it's the time of the presentation, whatever you want to call it. It seemed like this was the Beyond Big Thunder, like on the other side of Big Thunder, but as of the Monday after D23, they announced...
Right. As soon as it was done with.
Right. Now it's out there that this is replacing Rivers of America, Tom Sawyer Island, the riverboats, all this is going away to make way for the cars area. It didn't get a great reaction during the presentation itself. Clearly, that's why they didn't say that part until Monday, so that the fans wouldn't storm the stage at D23. So,
yeah, and I kind of suggested after it was over, you know, when you and I were talking, that, you know, the fact that they talked to, showed that the cars went into water or something like that, that it was going to at least use part of the Rivers of America.
Right.
But apparently Tom Sawyer Island and Rivers of America will be completely demolished.
Right.
I got to thinking about this for a moment. I pondered it for a moment, and I don't think people care that much about Tom Sawyer Island, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they might miss the riverboat. That was about the only thing that was still taking an active, like, trip around the river. It's very weird the way they talked about this, because they're talking about it like it's a new frontier, right? Like, they're still calling it Frontierland. It's just a different type of frontier. Like, it's not Western Expansion Frontier.
Right.
This is... I don't know what this is exactly.
Yeah.
This is IP Frontier.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it seems like.
Yeah, I think the quote he said was, explore a new frontier in Frontierland.
Something like that. But the first thing you know, when he first announced this, they were talking about cars, and I'm like,
yeah,
sure. That's the first thing I think of when I think of the frontier.
Right. They're really trying to sell it in terms of, like, a pioneering history is exploration or something like that. Yeah, that's so it's like,
yeah,
we're going to explore different areas in cars now.
Yeah, it's like we're going to explore this different area with cars that can talk.
Yeah.
Totally realistic.
Right.
Well, that was one thing. For the most part, Frontierland was, well, more realistic, right? You had Big Thunder. It was a runaway mine car or whatever.
Yeah.
Runaway train. Then you added Splash, which was IP related, but they made it fit into the area, I guess, with how they built it.
Yeah.
So, and I guess Country Bears is kind of, you know, not that realistic, obviously, singing bears. But
yeah. Speaking of Country Bears, the area that's closest to Country Bears kind of looks like Mineral King Ski Resort, which is where Country Bear Jamboree originally going to be.
Yeah, so they almost, this is funny, this is almost immediately, there's some new artwork that they, like, omitted from D23, right?
Right. Clearly, they did not want people to riot.
Well, yeah, it's almost like they didn't know how people would react to this, so they just kind of, they were slick about it. They were very political about it, almost.
Yeah, because even what they did talk about, it was kind of like groany reaction from the audience.
It was one of those things where, like, they were quiet, like, okay, keep going.
It was like,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, wait, give me something I can sink my teeth into here.
Make this make sense, please.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I can't figure out is, what angle is this we're supposed to be looking at on this map? Because Big Thunder is what it looks like in the top, right?
Yeah. It looks to me like Hall of Presidents is what's at the bottom. And then to the left, you've got, like, Country Bear Jamboree, the far left, and I guess Pecos Bill's currently. And then Haunted Mansion, I guess, would be just off to the right. And I would guess part of the other reason why they're doing this is so that that giant pathway leads to Villain's Land, I would guess, which would be, like, kind of behind Haunted Mansion, maybe.
Yeah, this looks like this spills all the way over into, like, right up to the pathway then. That's kind of...
Yeah.
That's way different.
Yeah, this is really going to take over the entire area.
I find it hard to believe it's going to really expand that. It's not going to be anywhere near this big looking, actually. I don't know what to think of this. Obviously, this rendering is, like, it's always over the top, right? So it's never going to be exactly like this.
Yeah, and it's not usually too scalable.
Not very realistic.
Yeah. But you get an idea of where stuff is.
Although this looks like the cars part is pretty extensive as far as where it reaches, how far it reaches.
It's very large, and it looks like, yeah, you go through a mountainous area. There is some spots where you go through the water. There's spots. There's like this big bridge you go across. There's some off-road like dirt area, you know?
So here's a question. It took them like, what, 4 years or something to build Galaxy's Edge? I mean, I know that was an entire land, but it was also, I mean, I think in space-wise, this actually could be about the same size, if not bigger, right? That they're talking about developing.
Yeah, Rivers of America is pretty big.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is they're going to have this fully developed by 2027, was it? Wasn't that the original target date?
Maybe. It's hard to remember.
I think it was the target date. Well, my point with that being, because that's like less than 3 years away. So how quick are we going to see the Rivers of America drained, if that's the case?
Well, the permits have been filed already.
Yeah.
So doesn't say, does it give a hint as to when it's going to be? I see. I don't see the dates there.
Think about this.
2025.
With this type of an expansion, is the road going to have to be closed again?
If it's just going to be in the riverboat area, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Might have to for villains.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder, is villains going to be going in the area that's past Fort Langhorne? It's like, it's still within the train track?
Maybe, but I kind of doubt it.
I don't know. Rivers of America is large. I mean, I'm both, like, I do hate to see it go, but at the same time, how often do you go to Tom Sawyer Island? It's kind of a hassle to get to it because you got to ride those rafts to get over there. and back. So it takes a long time.
Poking
fun. Time commitment.
Yeah. So like I said, I don't think too many people are going to be sad to see Tom Sawyer's Island per se go, because I don't think it's that popular anymore.
Yeah.
This would definitely be more popular. I think nostalgia and, you know, some people may consider this like ruining what originally was Frontierland. But
yeah, you could not do this at Disneyland. It just wouldn't be allowed. But Disney World, it's not, you know, the original Magic Kingdom, so.
Right.
You can.
No chance of the keelboats coming back now.
Yeah.
Not that there was much of one, but.
Right. That's not happening.
What's funny is this, like, French Alps or whatever, this Snowy Alps part area, doesn't it, the way this artist rendering does, looks like it towers over, say, Tiana's and Big Thunder?
Yeah, it does. It looks like you're not going to be able to see Big Thunder until you're way back there, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not 100% sure how I feel about this at the moment, truthfully, because it's kind of new, but.
Yeah, like, on the one hand, it's a big area that is now going to be filled with other.
There's a lot of real estate, yes.
Yeah, a lot of real estate.
The only thing is, I feel like they're going to be draining the Rivers of America probably really soon to do this.
Yeah, it looks like maybe early 2025.
I think they may do it even sooner than that. This is not like this is a type of attraction that they need for eating people during the holidays.
Well, it says on this article.
Neither is a riverboat.
Yeah. Work in the early portion of 2025, set to kick off multi-year expansion of Frontierland and the creation of Villains Land.
I mean, because they didn't waste any time filing the permits now for a reason, you would think, so.
Right. The very last thing that they announced, it almost looked like they weren't going to mention it. The Villains Land is happening at Magic Kingdom, so they did throw that in at the end. The concept art is not very detailed to me. It's really hard to make out what exactly they're doing. There does kind of look like there's a roller coaster in there.
Actually, when you zoom it in, you can see that there is a coaster that looks like it's over there, like a Maleficent.
Yeah, over to the
coaster.
Yeah, to the left side.
To the left. Yeah, looks like there's a Maleficent themed coaster over suggested. Then whatever the other attraction, because it said there's going to be two.
Yeah, he said two attractions.
It's kind of unknown, but I'm pretty sure the one's going to be a coaster, and it's pretty sure it's going to be Maleficent themed.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. It looks like whoever did the concept art for the Avatar land at DCA, like, drew some rocks in here. Because it's like, it's a lot of rocks.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Well, what's the deal with it being so rocky? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be the Villain Land? Is everything's rocky?
And then there's a castle. It looks like Darth Vader's Mustafar castle in the background. But
do you think Vader's going to have a presence here?
That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah, the very first thing that I thought of when I thought of villains-themed land is some of the people you traditionally think of, right? I mean, I think of Maleficent. I think of Scar. I think of Hades. I mean, those are the people I think of.
Yeah, those are the
ones. Jafar, Evil Queen.
Mm-hmm. Even like
those
Ursula.
Are the people I think of. Yes.
Are they basically going to have like a Descendants dance show too or something?
No. Although that was one of the things, one of the things named in the earlier segments was that Descendants and Zombies was going out on tour. Descendants and Zombies.
That makes
sense.
So
your kid might want to know about that.
Yes, they like Descendants for sure. So.
You know, you said they used to like Zombies.
Yes, they did.
Once upon a time. Back in the day, it hasn't been that long since it was out.
Well, for them, it's back in the day. There was the Avengers campus at Disney, DCA.
Right.
They talked about that
Infinity Defense attraction that involves some sort of teleportation.
Yep. And then the test ride that looks
Let's
like
say, the,
some
the,
of
the
all
Sum
thrills.
Of All Thrills.
Yeah.
Is coming to... Some people may not remember that. Maybe I should find the video that I had when I was approaching it anyway.
Yeah.
And post that little clip on
our
YouTube channel.
I remember seeing it probably 2016, 15 maybe before it closed. When was that? It was there for a while still.
It wasn't there that long actually. I think it was closed earlier than that. I only remember it being around somewhere around the 09-10 is when
really?
I went.
And I know I saw it running. I feel like
might
it
have
was
been 11.
After that.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Might even have been 11, but it was not there for very long.
Yeah. I just remember it was like out in the middle of Innoventions.
But it was the early days. I would think, I'm sure this technology has advanced in the last decade, but it's essentially that's where it started with the Sum of All Thrills. It's the same type of thing. So
one thing I forgot to talk about was Pirates Lounge coming to Magic Kingdom.
They say
it'll be 2025. And they're already doing some construction, you know, on the gift shop area. So I'm like, is this, that's not where the lounge is going though, is it? If it's going to open in 2025, they got to get started on it quick. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't look like it'll be very big, but when you look at that new concept art, it kind of does look like that area where the gift shop is. So I'm like, can't imagine they're turning half of the gift shop into a lounge, but
yeah,
maybe they are, but. It'll debut next year, which is probably the biggest announcement of 2025, other than
just
test track reopening, I guess.
Right.
So those are really the only two things coming next year. The two lounges and test track 3.0.
There you go.
That's it for 2025.
And then they kind of surprisingly announced four new cruise ships for the cruise line.
Right. That was the next big thing was, wow, I did not expect that. I mean, did anybody see that coming? The four new ships?
I don't think so. It didn't even leak.
Yeah. I'm like, well, thankfully it didn't leak because we don't want anything leaking about the cruise ships.
I don't know. I mean, like all this cruise news, like all been hitting at us all at once. I mean, it's like they're saturating the cruise.
Right. They will have
industry,
13
right?
ships in their fleet.
By the time this is done.
Right, 2034, something like that. I forgot what it was. I think you said something like that.
Yeah, it's in the future.
It's 2031,
I think.
Yeah,
I think that's what he said.
Okay. Yeah. So that's still pretty quick for building four new ships that I assume they haven't even started on. So.
Well, no. Nope, they had to have started on it because everything that he was.
That's true. Ground has moved on these ships.
Right. Exactly.
They've moved
dirt. They have moved dirt concerning these ships.
Oh, boy.
Active projects.
Yeah. So we'll have four. We'll have to speculate about the names of these new ships. Like, what names are left that they can use?
I don't know. It's going to be tough to name. They're going to start naming them after, like, they're going to have to name it after IP. No.
Yeah. That's the Grogu. I can't wait to.
Yeah.
Sail on the Grogu.
There you go.
Recognizable. Anyway. Maybe they will make one of them a Star Wars ship and it'll be like, an actual cruise ship instead of the
might as well, because since this cruise on land didn't work, do an actual cruise.
Make it a real
make it look like the Halcyon.
Yeah. So just to mention a couple things I was disappointed that they didn't announce anything on was Figment, like not having any kind of change to Imagination at all, which desperately needs to be changed.
Right.
Spaceship Earth getting a refresh or a Play Pavilion, anything Inside Out 2, I was kind of hope, or Inside Out related. I was hoping something like that would happen, but
yeah, it looks like that's still in the future, which is disappointing because they had a real opportunity to strike while the air was hot, as we mentioned. So
yeah, to at least announce something was coming, but I guess they haven't had enough time to.
Right, you know, because they're talking about doing attractions with Coco and Encanto. Now, Encanto has now officially been, what, 3 years? And,
yeah.
And is it, that is right, right? When it, when it,
2021?
The fall or of 2021? I think it was fall 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they were still releasing stuff straight to Disney Plus, right? And that, well, they, no, it was released not long after. Like, it was, they released it in movie theaters, it didn't do well, then they released it to Disney Plus and it blows up. So, but Coco was 2017, I think. That's how long ago that one was. So we're talking going on 8 years.
Yeah. And Monsters.
Or actually, it was in the late fall of 17, so it's been 7 years coming up. So,
gosh, remember when they were going to do a Moana boat ride at Animal Kingdom? And that got...
Well, that got talked about, of course, but yeah. Well, yeah. Moana, newfound popularity, but...
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll give you an Epcot walkthrough.
Well, maybe in 2030, we'll get something for Inside Out after it's been out for 7 or 8 years.
Right. By the time we're in retirement age, we'll start seeing it.
Yes, they'll finally be like, maybe we'll get around to that movie that made $1 billion.
Well, they're just now getting Zootopia incorporated. It made like a ton of money worldwide, right?
Right.
It was very successful.
It was. Oh, and speaking of, I had this pulled up. The Sum of All Thrills was from 2009 until 2016.
Oh, was
September
it that long?
September of 2016 is when it closed.
It didn't only been on it one, only went on it one time, too.
Yeah. I remember seeing it there in 2015 or 16 still. I knew it had to have been one of those 2 years. It was still there, so.
It felt like an upgrade from a virtual Space Mountain was about it.
Right, from, thinking that, from Disney Quest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely more advanced than that.
Yep.
I think, yeah, that's basically it for the D23. It was overall good, I guess. It was better than the last couple of years. The bar was very low.
Yeah, I think it's hard to live up to the, 2017 D23 when they announced a lot of stuff.
Right. So, yeah. What was your number one favorite thing that came out of this? Are you most
number
looking forward to?
For as far as the parks go, right?
Yeah, any of them, but...
Gosh, just kind of hard to say. I guess they've been talking about the villains-themed land for so long that...
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see it finally come to fruition.
Yeah. I feel like that has to be it. Villains and the really surprise of having the Monsters, Inc. land that don't really care that much about necessarily the land, but
yeah, that came out of the blue. That was another
the coaster.
Thing, the coaster, yeah.
That looks fun, which I think is the reason they decided to build the land is the idea of the coaster.
Right, yeah.
They
which
built
we
the
had talked about.
It.
We had talked about that not that long ago, actually.
Yeah,
I know I
brought
it up.
About how cool it would be. I think
a lot
of fans.
Yeah, if we did this.
Like
they probably have thought about that along the way.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. It's been a topic for a while, but yeah. It makes sense.
So now all you got to do, Disney, is if you are listening into this or you have a tap into my head, how a long time ago I mentioned the concept of doing a Aladdin thrill ride
by the carpet
involving being on the carpet and escaping the Cave of Wonders type deal. So if you ever come up with that one, you know, I'm going to want a little piece of that action because, you know, I thought of it for a long time ago, just like this one.
Yeah.
Then again, it probably wasn't the only one. So,
yeah.
And going back to the villains land for just a second, this is like a confirmation that Bob Iger is in charge right now, because this is exactly the thing he would do, because Universal is saying they're going to do this.
Right.
Well, it's no coincidence that the villains land has been talked about, or villain and or villains theme park that's been talked about forever, is all of a sudden now a thing. Right? I mean, it's not, it's not really any, it's, this is just like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Let's, we
know,
being Avatar.
That, no, now we have Avatar. Yes. This is the exact same thing. Dark Universe. Oh yeah. Well, we got our villains land.
Yeah.
They probably need to come up with a better name than villains land, but
yeah. Right. Yo, but, so hopefully anyway. Name it something else. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Let's wrap up for this week. Where can we be found?
Well, we have Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, right?
We still have it. You can do that. Or you can go on our website, but yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we have Spreadshirt, or you can go on our website. You can find it. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast for that. There's a YouTube channel, which I think since we discussed it, I'm going to try to find that clip of The Sum of All Thrills just to give you a comparison.
Yeah.
Since we talked about it tonight. And where can you find that?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. Links to all that and more are there. Our email address is podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So for John, this is Adam, or I'm Adam. This has been Traveling with the Mouse. And we hope you will join us on our next trip. To... Villains Land?
Something Disney related.
Monsters, Inc. Villains Land.
We're either going to go to Monstropolis.
Yeah.